Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Mack's in the house.
Yes.
Hi, Mikey.
Just back from Target Field. That was a warm walkover. Just, you know, as I'm walking in, you're seeing all the fans that were walking out. I was going over there to do post game. And everybody's just sweating and lathering. But, you know, if you go to a game and you know that and you just wear a T-shirt, that's a good day, you know?
It's a little like Tampa without the glitter out there, boys.
I was checking my
Florida hot.
See how we compare. And, like, yesterday we were beating Orlando and Austin, Texas. You know, and I'm going, really?
That doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen often.
Very, very often. Now, the Twins are playing the Rays tomorrow, and the Rays are, what, third in the division behind the Red Sox and the Yankees?
Yeah.
I mean, they're having a good season, not a great season, but they're going to be a tougher team than Kansas City, right?
Right. Before you answer, before we pepper Mikey, if you guys want to have some comments about the Twins game, if you want to talk to Mike about it, our phone number is 651-989-9226. Join the conversation here on the Paul and Giordano Show.
Good
Absolutely.
Point.
Give us a call and assess this team, because I asked Paul Molitor after the game, I said, are you a hot team? Or you just happen to play the right teams, basically. And he said, we're not a hot team. They've won 6 out of 7.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they'd be one of the hottest teams statistically in the American League. Just like on the road trip, they were the coldest team in the American League. But they've really benefited by playing Baltimore and Kansas City.
And they're, what, 7 games back from
the Indians? Cleveland, who was sailing, lost 3 in a row, and the Twins won 3 in a row. So they picked up 3 games in 3 days. That very seldomly happens during the year. Then Cleveland lost a 7-run lead in the 9th inning to Cincinnati. You know what happened? This is an interesting little inside baseball. So all they got to do is finish this game with Cincinnati. They win the game. And the manager calls the bullpen and says, the pitching coach thought he said, get T.A. ready. And he meant get T.O. ready. There's two different pitchers.
Oh, no.
So they brought in T.A. instead of T.O., and T.A. didn't do as well as T.O. probably would have.
Boy. Well, he didn't catch that?
Well,
as he's trotting out to the mound?
I mean, you say that, then they're way out in the bullpen, so you can't really see who's up and warming up. And now you make the move. Well, T.O. hasn't warmed up, so you can't just, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I feel his pain. Typo.
Typo. That's called a managerial typo.
Ouch.
Getting back to today, Brian Dozier had 2 home runs and one yesterday. So you say, how do the Twins get back into this thing? Well, it has to come from within. Lance Lynn pitched. He gave a big home run to Salvador Perez early in the game, but he came back and gave him a bunch of innings and got the win. So those are the guys that have to perform if you have any chance to get back into this thing. Cleveland is still somewhat vulnerable. But you have to beat these teams. You mentioned Tampa coming to town. Not a bad team, not a good team. Carlos Gomez plays for Tampa. He used to play for the Twins. Mm-hmm. And the other day he got a bad call. He was bunting, and they called it a strike when he was trying to pull the bat back, and then he ended up striking out. It's been a frustrating season for Gomez. He's hitting under 200. So he came in, and he took his bat, and he did a number on the water cooler like I have not seen, man. It wasn't one. It was 4 and 5, and he just kept beating on it and beating on it.
Is he anti-water or what?
Yeah, he was exercising the demons, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, and then...
he has to pay for that, right? How does that work?
Yeah, $25, that's pocket, you know, he can reach in and, you know...
How is that looked upon? I mean, did the managers come over and say, hey, dude, you know, you got to shut this down?
I'm not saying that they want you to beat a water cooler in plain sight so the cameras catch it.
Okay.
But it's not unusual.
I'd watch that.
It's not unusual to have that happen out of sight. Usually what guys will do is they're aware that cameras are going to pick things up, right? So they'll walk back in the tunnel.
Right.
And that's where they'll do whatever it is they need to do to get the frustration out. And having said that, Giordana, it's a good question. I think there's managers that like that.
Oh.
They go, okay, I hope he is so frustrated and angry by this, because I don't want him to say that's okay. And I can remember I was asking about one particular player that seemed for the Twins that seemed mild to me. And I asked the manager, is he too mild for it? And he goes, no, He said he'll break a bat back there. And what he meant by that was he'll go back after a bat at bat and he'll crank on the concrete, the something. You know, there's legendary stories about guys beating up toilets, you know. Why? Because that's what was there and I had a bat in my hand. I didn't want to do it to a human being or myself, you know.
That's fair.
Well, yeah.
It shows passion. And it may not show discretion, but it shows passion.
And managers would rather have passion than discretion sometimes, right. You know, as long as nobody got hurt, you know.
I get that.
Yeah.
But the vibe right now with the Twins, I mean, they have to be feeling pretty good over there right now.
Better, yeah. I mean, they recognize that.
And they were a week ago.
Kansas City and Baltimore almost ask you to beat them every night. I mean, right. They're just not good, and there's not much parity in baseball. It's really top-heavy this year. That being said, there's nothing that cures like winning. So a guy like Bobby Wilson, you know, backup catcher, gets a couple more key hits for him today. He did on Saturday as well. All of a sudden, he feels a little bit better. Dozier, as I mentioned, 3 home runs in 2 days. You know, he's been struggling and scuffling some this year. And Logan Morrison hit a home run today. These are guys that Dozier and Morrison that you need to not just be good. They got to be great the rest of the way. They got to hit a lot of home runs. They got to hit for average because this lineup doesn't have enough offensive-minded players to get to that level. So it's got to come from within, and those guys have got to be good the rest of the way.
Mikey, I've discovered that beer tastes better at Target Field. Mm. I don't know why that is.
Because you went when it's 90 degrees.
That's right.
Well, there's that, but I think it's the whole everything, the whole package, the ambiance. I don't know. I need to go over and do more research.
More testing. Testing. That's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, were you over on the balcony with our listeners who won tickets, who were trying to vote Eddie Rosario in for the All-Star game?
Nope, I wasn't. You know, they don't allow those of us in the press sometimes to go intermingle with you folks.
With the other humans,
The
mortals.
They're scared of you.
And I didn't know about it. I guess I heard Heinze say something about it, but it sounded like he was kind of captain of that ship.
Oh, got it.
And once he's holding court, man.
You don't mess with that.
Yeah, he's got a good shtick. He's got the, you know, it's like a stand-up comedy night at Jake Sunrise, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
muscle in.
He's got it. Yeah, so he doesn't need me there.
Nope. When do we find out about the All-Stars?
I think, what is it? That's a good question.
Because I think the voting stopped at 3.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Seven tonight,
I guess. Yes.
Maura Oakes with the breaking news.
We knew
news.
You'd know that.
She knows everything.
Oh, no.
Here's the deal. She's in studio, so that means we better shut it, boys.
All right. Mike Max, thank you so much.
I'll be on night 6:30 now. We've got live outdoors, and we've got to talk to Bobby Wilson, and we'll hear from Twins, and we'll have all kinds of fun.
Go take a
Excellent.
Shower.
Thank you.
And, Jor, here's an abbreviated version of weather therapy.
You got 30 seconds.
It's stinking hot. Back to you.
Laura's news is next.
Okay, Jor, happy Wednesday, by the way.
Happy Wednesday. We got a big show, by the way.
So far, so good.
Yeah, of course, we had to talk Twins. We are going to get to be on the headlines, but big story today is NATO. The world sent our president a letter. You're going to hear what they had to say in the letter. They had some strong words for him. He had some strong words for NATO. He certainly had some strong words for Angela Merkel, Germany's prime minister.
But in the end, there was some agreement. In spite of all the bluster and bravado, there was some agreement on the part of President Trump and our NATO allies in terms of increasing defense spending.
Sure.
You know.
Dogs and cats living together, Republicans and Democrats crossing the aisle. It can happen.
There was shock and awe, but I think that was just setting the stage.
But that's all coming up at 5 o'clock.
Right.
But yes, we're going to hit you with some Beyond the Headlines right now.
All right. Speaking of President Trump, a warning from the U.S. Embassy in London. Hmm. That would be in the U.K., Great Britain.
Uh-huh.
Our staunchest ally.
That's right.
Ever since, well, not in 1812 or 1776, but in recent years, they've been our number one ally. Anyway, the U.S. Embassy in London is warning Americans who will be in the U.K. during President Trump's visit there later this week. Widespread protests are expected. This is an extraordinary statement considering how close we are and have always been with Great Britain. A statement on the U.S. Embassy website warns U.S. citizens to, quote, be aware of your surroundings and exercise caution if unexpectedly in the vicinity of large gatherings that may become violent. The biggest protest is scheduled to take place in central London on Friday. Thousands expected to take to the streets. You would expect this in Yemen,
right.
Somalia, Iraq,
Mm-hmm. Don't advertise your Americanness.
Turkey, but the UK? Ay, ay, ay.
Thanks, Vince. Twitter will begin removing tens of millions of suspicious accounts. So yours is going to get banned now.
Oh, yeah. Any moment.
If you've been booted off Twitter, that means you're suspicious. Well, it's happening today, signaling a major new effort to restore trust on Twitter. The reform is hoping to ward against fraud. Many users have inflated their follower count on Twitter or other services with automated or fake accounts. You can buy social influence. You can buy followers. You can bolster your political activism or make it look like you have because you have so many people following you, even retweeting you, but they're all fake. So beginning today, including anyone who has bought fake followers or any other who are followed by suspicious accounts,
okay.
You will see your numbers fall. If you have less today than yesterday, now you know why.
Sure. 70 million fake accounts have been deleted from Twitter, and Twitter's share price fell 9% on Tuesday.
I'm not going to have any followers left after today.
Mine
are all robots.
Are they?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Wall Street seems to have been fazed by the idea that Twitter will now make less money from advertisers, but maybe advertisers would prefer to be advertising to real people.
Thank you.
Maybe not. All right. Well, Eric Paulson, Congressman Paulson, appears to be distancing himself from President Trump at least in his first TV ad. He used his first ad of his reelection campaign to highlight how he went against the president in his opposition to mining in the Boundary Waters Canoe area. Quote, when President Trump tried to take away important environmental protections from the BWCA, I said, no way. Paulson, of course, a Republican running in a congressional district won by Hillary Clinton, says in the ad, it also includes shots of Eric Paulson camping and canoeing with his family. He says, I'm for mining, just not there. It's too special, too important a place, Paulson says. The congressman has been trying to keep his distance from the president. He said he wrote in Marco Rubio's name for president in 2016. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
He did not attend President Trump's recent rally in Duluth. I don't think he was invited. Critics in his congressional district have noted a tally by the website 538 that shows that Congressman Paulson has voted with Trump's positions 97.6% of the time.
Okay.
Interesting.
Papa John's founder, John Shatner. You know this guy? You've seen him. He does their commercials.
Is that William Shatner's brother?
It is not.
Oh.
But he's the guy who does the commercials.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
with the
yeah.
brown hair. You know.
Yeah.
I don't remember the tagline, but... he admitted to using the N-word during a May conference call and has now apologized for his comments after Forbes magazine detailed the incident in an article yesterday. He said in a statement released by Papa John's, new reports attributing the use of inappropriate and hurtful language to me during a media training, of all things, are true. Regardless of the context, I apologize. Simply stated, racism has no place in our society. So he was on a call with a marketing agency when he tried to downplay the comments that he made about the National Football League. Remember, back in November, he got in a whole lot of trouble for it was criticizing the NFL. They eventually removed him as a sponsor. He blamed the NFL leadership for hurting the company's performance because it hadn't resolved the ongoing controversy over players kneeling. Well, during the conference call, he made a comment about the NFL and allegedly said that Colonel Sanders called African-Americans this word and complained that the KFC founder never faced public backlash. What an idiot this guy is. What a complete and utter jackass. Is Colonel Sanders even real?
I think he was a million
Was he real once upon
know.
A time? Once upon a time when racism was in. I'm sorry, kidding. It was never in, but regardless. So he's comparing himself to Colonel Sanders. Well, the CEO of Papa John's, which is not this guy, says, you know, in the past 6 months, we've had to take a long, hard look in the mirror and acknowledge we've lost a little bit of focus of our core values on a brand that was built and delivered success for so many years. We're going to constantly be in pursuit of better DNA for our brand. Yeah. You might get a new spokesman.
Might be time for a tune-up.
I think so.
The youngest self-made billionaire, according to Forbes.
Wait,
do you want to guess?
Hold on. Yeah, I want to say it's Sarah Blakely from Spanx.
No.
Ugh.
Kylie Jenner.
A member
of the Kardashian clan. Kylie.
She's a billionaire?
She's founder of Kylie Cosmetics. She's on the cover of Forbes today. She's poised to become the youngest self-made billionaire ever.
She's not yet? She's poised to become?
She's poised. Okay. She's at $900
million. Oh my gosh. Wait, more than Kim?
She's 20 years old. The company reportedly made $230 million in net profits.
Wow.
Her first set of 15,000 lip kits. Did you order one of these lip kits?
I did not. No.
Sold out in less than a minute.
Wow.
She insists that she's committed to working on the company forever, but Kardashian matriarch Kris Jenner says selling the company is, quote, always something that we're willing to explore.
Because they need more billions.
Everything is always for sale if the price is right. But I thought that was interesting and good for her, you know, $900 million in sales at the age of 20.
I wonder what that makeup's like.
But again, would she be there without?
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
No.
The name. Yeah. I think she has
without
a clothing
Kim
line,
and,
too.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So, anyway.
And I wonder how much of it is sales, or was it investments? Is it her total net worth?
I think it's the overall brand
okay. And
awareness. And she hit the market with something good. And so everything lined up.
Amazing. Fascinating stuff.
Wow.
Cardi B had a baby. Now Paul's saying, who's Cardi B?
Cardi B. Now I know vaguely who she is. Yeah.
Cardi B is a rapper or a raptress. I think we need a female version of rapper, rap-ess.
Rapalina?
Whatever.
I don't know.
She is married to one of the Migos, Offset. She's married to Offset. They welcomed a baby girl. And I know you're dying to know the name. I'm going to try it for you, okay? The name is Culture, with a K, Culture Kiari Cephas. Culture Kiari Cephas. She was born July 10th in Atlanta. It's her first child. Offset has three older children from a previous relationship.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, they're very cool.
Mazel tov. Jordana and Paul here. Susan at the helm. We're hoping you're having a great day. Staying cool. The showdown is approaching. NATO is on. We're going to give you an update. What has been happening? You're going to hear some of the sound. It's been contentious, but the Trump-Merkel showdown is on. They're expected to have a one-on-one confrontation on the sidelines of NATO. Not sure if there will be boxing gloves.
Is there wrestling involved?
Be a ref.
I'd pay to see that. Pay-per-view.
To grease them up.
Pay-per-view. It'd be like WWF.
I don't know.
And the money raised could go towards the defense of Europe.
He went off on her this morning, saying Germany is totally controlled by Russia.
Because of that pipeline?
Yeah, you're going to hear it. I have all the sound bites. And then she is expected to hit back hard. So we're going to... That hasn't happened yet. It's going to happen, I guess, we're waiting for that confrontation.
It's like a political cage match.
It is. Celebrity grudge match.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Let's see if I have any time to play any sound here. Oh, no, I don't. We only have 10 seconds left. But you'll hear from Mr. Trump. You'll hear from our NATO... allies.
Alleged allies.
If they're still allies. Yeah. After the 5 o'clock news, Paul and Jordana here on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.